This time, Jimmy Stewart and a president's daughter. Hello there, this is Victor Ives inviting you to join us now as we turn back the clock to relive the golden moments of radio's yesteryear and present the greatest radio shows of all time on the golden age of radio theater. This time from 1951, Jimmy Stewart stars in the Screen Directors Playhouse production of Jackpot. And it stars, along with Jimmy Stewart, the president's daughter, Margaret Truman, Harry's daughter.
Screen Directors Playhouse stars Margaret Truman, James Stewart, production Jackpot, director Walter Lang.
Now, the first act of the Screen Directors Playhouse presentation of Jackpot, starring Margaret Truman as Amy and James Stewart in his original role of Bill.
Yes, ain't we got fun? We're the Lawrences of Glenville, Indiana. I'm Amy. The voice on the left. And on the right, that good-looking, manly tenor is my husband, Bill. And between us, to complete our family quartet, is my teenage daughter, Phyllis, and my young son, Tommy. On this happy note, we all went to bed last night. And on this happy note, we all arose this morning. Bill, wake up.
Come on, up. Oh, gee whiz. I wish you'd waited just two more minutes.
Why?
Well, I was just about to make a choice.
A choice about what?
I was having a dream.
About me?
Well, you were kind of a part of it. It was before we were married, and I had to make up my mind. I could go to the North Pole with Admiral Byrd, or I could marry you.
And what did you decide?
Well, I didn't. You woke me up.
Oh. You mean you had some doubts?
Well, I don't know. Just a dream, you know. I better start getting dressed. Amy, how long have we been married?
We're having an anniversary in 2 weeks, and you were there for the wedding. Figure it out for yourself.
Amy, are you happy?
At 7:30 in the morning? What kind of a question is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I was just thinking about us. You know, this is it, Amy. The pattern's all set. You and me and the kids. This is it. I'm never going to the North Pole with Admiral Byrd.
Byrd went to the South Pole.
Well, this time he was going to the North Pole. He had some kind of a defroster or something. Anyway, what difference does it make? I'm never going to get there anyway. I'll just go on working at Woodruff's department store. You'll go on raising the kids. One day we'll be old and nothing will have happened.
Is that what made you think about us?
No, dear. I love you. I love the kids. But
I want to go to the North Pole.
Yes. Why not?
Well, because for one thing, dressed as you are, you'd freeze to death. Oh, say, Bill, remind me to remind you not to forget to bring home a case of club soda tonight. You know, tonight.
Tonight, yeah, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gang's coming over to play Monopoly, yeah. Every Wednesday, week in, week out, we play Monopoly. Yeah, I know. Amy, listen to me. Let's be daring. Next week, let's play on Thursday. No. It should be too much of a shock for everybody.
Including you. Now, how about shocking yourself into remembering to come home on time, huh? Dinner is served promptly at 6:30, sir.
Hello, Amy, darling.
Why, Bill, you're home early. What's the occasion?
Well, I couldn't wait to tell you the good news.
Oh, you've been promoted, a vice presidency.
Now, hold on, Amy. No, it hasn't happened yet. Maybe in the next 3 weeks.
I don't understand.
Well, Mr. Woodruff said whoever comes in with the best idea how to increase our business volume, that's the one who'll get the job. Here, I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, New York is calling Mr. William J. Lawrence.
Well, New York. Well, this is William J. Lawrence.
This is the Federal Broadcasting System, Mr. Lawrence. Will you be at home tonight between 9 and 10 o'clock to listen to Name the Mystery Husband on the Federal Broadcasting System?
Well, I...
Your telephone number has been selected as one of those to be called during the program tonight. You'll have a chance at the $24,000 jackpot.
Well, I...
Good! Now, please don't use your phone between 9 and 10 so the line will be open for us when we call.
Well, I...
Thank you.
Well, I'll be darned.
Who was that on the phone?
That was the Federal Broadcasting System, and they want me to be home between 9 and 10 so that I can name the mystery husband and win the $24,000 jackpot.
Oh, feeling pretty good, aren't you? Get the ice out for me, will you, dear?
Who was it?
Who? Well, it was Mabel Spooner pretending she's a radio station. Of course, I went along with the gag. I told her I'd be home.
Are you sure it was Mabel Spooner?
Mabel Spooner, yeah, sure.
What did you say the name of the program was?
Name the Mystery Husband.
Win the $1 trillion jackpot.
No, it was a $24,000 jackpot.
What, Tommy?
Well, I don't know what you win, Mom, but it's something fierce. Can I stay up and listen to it?
Bill, are you sure it wasn't the Federal Broadcasting System that called you?
I don't know.
Gee, did they call us?
Well, somebody called us, son.
Wait, do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
Oh, gee, Dad, why are you
Now, Tommy, don't get excited.
Oh, but, Mom,
No, it's just some of our friends trying to play a joke on your
brother.
That's right,
Mom.
No, that's just a gag.
Now, go on and wash your face before we eat.
Gee whiz, what kind of a thing is that to joke about? You sure?
I'm positive.
Are you?
I don't know. Amy, why would the broadcasting company call me?
Well, they just take a number out of the book.
Oh, no, the odds are 1 in 10 million. Why did they call me just as soon as I got home? Why didn't they call me this afternoon? No, it's Mabel Spooner. She knew I was at the store. Well, as soon as I hear her voice, I'll know.
You're listening to the Screen Director's Playhouse. We'll continue in just a moment.